The most graphic piece of visual evidence about the legendary winter at Valley Forge happens to be true. No less a source than Washington himself described the shoeless soldiers tracking blood on the snow. To see men without clothes to cover their nakedness, without blankets to lay on, without shoes by which their marches might be traced by blood from their feet, he recalled, is the mark of patience and obedience which, in my opinion, can scarce be paralleled. Most of the horses died from starvation or exposure, and their decaying carcasses filled the air with a stench that joined with the blood and the snow to create sensory scenes that Washington never forgot. When other leading members of the revolutionary generation subsequently spoke or wrote about the importance of virtue during the American Revolution, they invariably described a classical ideal enshrined in political treatises by prominent philosophers like Montesquieu. Washington's understanding of virtue is more palpable and primal, shaped by direct exposure to scenes of mass suffering that, as he put it, will not be credited but by those who have been spectators. Nearly a century later, when Abraham Lincoln referred, in his first inaugural, to those mystic cords of memory that linked his Civil War generation with those predecessors who had created the American Republic, the haunting imagery suggested that shared political idea. Washington's memory was less mystic, but equally haunting. It was men shedding blood.